for the right or left and marched straight across the room to where his breakfast awaited him.
"Bill?" said the stranger.
The captain spun round with the look of a man who sees a ghost. Upon my word, I felt sorry to see him, all in a moment turned so old and sick.
"Come, Bill, you know me," said the stranger. "You know an old shipmate, Bill, surely."
The captain made a sort of gasp.
"Black Dog," said he. "And who else, Black Dog as ever was, come for to see his old shipmate, Billy?"
I left them together and retired to the bar. For a long time I could hear nothing but a low gabbling, and then all of a sudden there was a tremendous explosion of oaths. The chair and table went over in a lump, a clash of steel followed, and then a cry of pain. The next instant I saw Black Dog, blood streaming from the left shoulder, in full flight, and the captain hotly pursuing, both with drawn cutlasses. Once out upon the road, Black Dog, in spite of his wound, showed a wonderful clean pair of heels and disappeared over the edge of the hill in half a minute. The captain, for his part, passed his hand over his eyes several times and at last turned back into the house. Once inside, he says,
"Jim, rum,"
reeling a little. I ran to fetch it, but suddenly heard a loud fall in the parlour. Running in, I beheld the captain lying full length upon the floor. By chance, Dr. Livesey